Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp.
Thanks for being with me on this Monday morning. We've got actually some better news to talk about, don't we?
Well, we're moving in the right direction. We're not there yet, but some encouraging signs, I think, in terms of our overall architecture billings index. It did move up over a point in March to 46.1. We need to get up to 50 because 50 indicates that we're at back to break even on the verge of growth, and that's certainly what we want to see in this profession, some indication that design activity at architecture firms is beginning to grow again.
Right, and you're talking about the March index, which we ran on our site last week in April. One of the things it said was that, while the index is still below 50, the new projects index jumped 6 points. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, inquiries for new projects are very volatile, but typically indicate that there's more work on the horizon. These are architecture firms telling us about information they're getting on project work and whether that's picking up or not, whether they're hearing more inquiries about projects on the horizon. And certainly in for the month of March, they indicated that they are hearing more of that. So it'd be nice if that generates new activity. Generally, there's about a 2 or 3 month lag between inquiries and actual project billing. So if we'll see if that materializes this time.
Yeah. And, we've talked about in the past where, especially in the flooring market, we're probably the last to see activity when it comes to actual purchases of flooring that go into these commercial projects. So we still got a ways to go, but at least it's not going down anymore and actually is starting to trend up just a little bit. So
yeah, I think that's right. And some more positive news on the residential front. Our residential index, which picks up generally picks up more multifamily than single family because of the firms we talk to, but wasn't particularly strong in March, but the last few months that sector has indicated some good signs. So I think some of your people, Kemp, might see work on the residential side before they see it in the commercial or the institutional front.
Yeah, actually, some people may not know, but you actually cover the economic situation for the architectural index, but you also cover, since you're a Harvard economist, you cover the residential market. Let's talk about that for a second. The new home sales, the numbers that we ran on Friday, were up 27%, existing home sales up 6.8%. So that's another strong indicator for
very, very good numbers for the month of March, and they've been disappointing recently. Home sales, both on the new and existing front, as you mentioned, were up strongly in March. Some reasonably good numbers on housing starts. So, the hope is that this is something beyond just the impending expiration of the first-time home buyer's credit, which you need to have something under contract by the end of this month, and then fully closing by the end of June to qualify for that. So hopefully this is an indication that those markets are really picking up on a more sustained basis and not just people trying to beat the deadline for the credit.
Yeah. Another thing I saw over the weekend, I saw in the Wall Street weekend edition, is that American Express apparently did some research of consumers and asked them, I guess it was the more affluent, whoever's got the American Express card, which they say, I guess, the more affluent homeowners, and they asked them the question, tell us how many of you are planning on investing in your home this year, and actually 72% of their respondents said they plan to make improvements in their home in 2010, and the average amount of money that they plan to spend was $11,500, which is not huge, but it's that's encouraging, too.
Yeah, no, I think that is encouraging, and we'll see if that comes to fruition. That would certainly indicate good, solid growth. We issued our leading indicator for remodeling activity, Kemp, last week, and looks like we're expecting to see a good, solid second half of the year in remodeling, and that by the end of the year, market growth of about 5% in 2010 over 2009 levels. And if that comes to fruition, that would be the first year of growth that we've seen in this industry since 2006. So I think the stars are finally starting to align here a little bit. Consumers are getting a little more comfortable. We're seeing a little stability in house prices, not that they've come back to where they were before they fell, but at least it looks like they've hit bottom in most markets. And I think that's what it takes for consumers to start to think about improving their homes, putting money back in their homes. They want to make sure that home prices are not dropping anymore.
And let's go back over to the commercial side for just a minute. We just did an analysis of what 2009 looked like, and we saw that the hospitality sector of all the vertical sectors was probably the hardest hit I know you look at this market through the vertical sectors and also geographically. What can you tell us about what 2010 will look like, either geographically or in sectors?
Well, sure. Let's deal with both of them. I think the commercial sector, that being our definition, office, retail, hotel, looks like it's going to have another bad year. Institutional, a little bit better. Institutional being healthcare and education, the largest sectors, but then government and cultural work and religious on top of that. Another fairly rough year, but not as bad as the commercial side. And then when we move into 2011, growth on all sides of the market. A little stronger on the commercial side because that tends to bump back a little more aggressively when the markets recover. But I think healthy markets on both sides of the ledger in 2011. Geographically, curiously, somewhat a surprise, Kemp, is that the strongest sector we're seeing now is the Midwest. Usually a laggard in terms of industrial activity, or in terms of design activity and construction activity. But it turns out one of the strongest sectors in our economy right now is basic manufacturing as well as high-tech manufacturing. A low dollar and some international growth opportunities are picking up our exports. And so kind of basic old-line manufacturing industrial markets in the Midwest are pretty healthy now. So a nice change, and it would be nice if that sector could lead our economy into a recovery. And it looks like it is.
And the major design firms that are out there that you guys talk to, what are they? Are they starting to see enough activity where they're bringing resources back on from an employee standpoint?
Well, it's still mixed. Some are holding their own, some are hiring, some are still laying off. I was just checking the payroll numbers at architecture firms, and the most recent numbers still indicate a decline nationally. So it looks like not quite near bottom yet, but almost. Bigger firms, I think, are just looking for more opportunities, and increasing they're looking for international markets as a way to build their workload. So just not as much growth potential in the near term in the U.S. More opportunities in Asia, potentially the Middle East, Central and South America. And I think they're looking all areas because U.S. design firms are very highly regarded on the international market.
Okay. Well, Cameron, I appreciate you being with us. I got to tell you, I can track the audience size on these interviews, and every time I've got you on, I got a nice little spike. So this economic recession has made our learned economists very popular.
Well, I would just go back to obscurity, and we have a healthy economy if you can make that trade for me.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking to Kermit Baker, who is the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.